Not particularly. I'm no whiz in the kitchen, so therefore, I'm really not familiar with different. I'm really not familiar with food as such, other than simply eating it. And
yeah. Well, nothing exotic, you know, just like steaks or roasts,
oh,
that kind
well.
Of thing.
Steaks, roasts, pork chops, lamb chops.
Okay. What about if you were going to fry a chicken, you would go out and buy yourself a what?
A fryer.
Fryer, okay. What if you're going to any other type of cooking that you would do with a chicken, maybe like broiling it? Would you have a different name for the bird that you got?
Maybe a hen,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I'm not, as I said, I really don't. Yeah. This is all guesswork on my part.
Okay. Would you ever call one a broiler?
I wouldn't.
Okay, what about a roasting hen?
No.
Wouldn't use that either. Okay. If you were at a football game and you wanted something to eat, something that you might get in a bun with a long piece of meat.
A hot dog.
Hot dog, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ever hear people call that anything else?
Hot dog wings. That's about it.
You ever hear people call it Frank or Frank?
Yeah, Frank Brothers, Franks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And a large sandwich has a big bun, several different kinds of meat, a lot of lettuce, tomatoes, and all that. What would you call that?
Mm-hmm. I have no idea.
Something like hero sandwich, poor boy? None of that.
No.
Okay. And if you were wanting something to drink with your hot dog, or a non-alcoholic beverage,
mm-hmm.
what might you drink?
Coke.
Now, when
some
you,
kind of soft drink.
Some kind of soft drink.
Mm-hmm.
Now say if you ordered a Coke from me and I handed you an RC or a Pepsi, would that do?
Well, would it? It may, it may not. It depends upon whether you had something else, if that's the only thing you had. Yeah, sure, that would do.
What I'm getting at is that when you say Coke, do you mean specifically
Coca-Cola? Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just any carbonated
drink. No. Not just any kind of cola, no.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. And something else that you might drink that had a mild alcoholic content. And you poured, you know, all the suds and foam.
Oh, beer?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
sure. Any other names for beer that you would use?
I would.
Okay. All right. What about some different things that you could buy at a bakery?
Oh, rolls, donuts. Brownies, different kinds of cakes, pastries,
mm-hmm.
pies.
Okay. Does coffee cake mean anything to you?
Well, I've heard the term. I'm not sure whether I've eaten coffee cake or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about something like a sweet roll or Danish? Is
mm-hmm.
that familiar to you?
Yes, it is.
What would that be like? Which term would you use to describe it?
A sweet roll.
And that would be?
For pastry that is sweet and has something like a sugary coating or some kind of glaze over it.
Mm-hmm. I see. When you say glaze, is that something like, would you ever glaze a cake?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there a difference between glaze, frosting, icing?
Well, I think in terms of the covering being thinner, I think of the colors being, it doesn't necessarily have to be, but I think of the colors being an off-white or a beige kind of color.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's being real thin. When I think of frosting or icing, I think of icing as being real sugary, mainly white
mm-hmm.
in color. I think of frosting, I think of any color, primarily chocolate, but
mm-hmm.
thick.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay. What about donuts that have some kind of jelly filling? Would you have any special name for them?
No.
Okay. What about donuts that are twisted, maybe sugared, nothing like that?
I understand what you're saying, but I wouldn't have a particular name for them.
Okay. Have you ever heard the terms crawler, long john, bismarck? Mm-hmm. Which one?
To my claws.
Big bird?
Have I ever heard of what now?
Crawler, long john,
no.
Bismarck?
No.
None of those were pastries?
No.
Okay.